This is Dr. Patton, continuing in part two of the final exam review for 2017 in MI 361, that is, Issues in Missiology. There was a problem to understand what ground text should be used, and fundamentalists brought up a number of important points. That the text that's used should be have a relationship with separation from apostasy and worldliness, and also should be compatible with the fundamentals of the faith. Quite frankly, the critical text did not meet these criteria, but the Masoretic text and the TR did. Therefore, that ground text was used. The critical text itself was, as we believe, proved unreliable, not only from the source of the people who did it, particularly beginning with Westcott and Hort, but then following with people like Kertelland and others, but that there was a great deal of shortening, about 8,000 or so word differences between the words in the Greek in the and that is just in the New Testament, between the TR and the critical text, and about 2,800 words are actually missing from the critical text because of their philosophy of preferring the shorter translation. Now, it is true that doctrines do remain intact, but not with the same emphasis. Many of the doctrines are watered down. Some of the references are removed. Some of the references are changed. But no doctrine is totally missing from the critical text. People said, well, you got to have the King James Version to get saved. That is simply not true. But there are substantial reasons to prefer it. And if you believe in the verbal plenary inspiration, that is, that every word is preserved, not just the thoughts, that the entire Bible is inspired without historical or scientific or archaeological problems, then you will believe that the words themselves are inspired, the Bible is inspired, and that you really can only hold, I would say, for the people who believe in the traditional text. The critical text, people in cells would not believe that for their critical text. Now, some people go to the extent, like Peter Ruckman, of saying that the King James Version is re-inspired. That, I believe, is not only false, but you could say it's probably heretical. However, the traditional text is inspired and is to be taken prior to the critical text. Even the critical text, people would not say the critical text is inspired verbally, but would say, and I would believe in most cases, that it is a preferred translation. The people who believe in the re-inspiration of the English text come to rather strange things. They believe, for example, in many cases, better that you train people to learn English than to learn Greek, because the English is now re-inspired. They argue that because in the Greek that was the international speech of that time, English is now, that the English text is better. I cannot accept that at all. And thus some people say to really understand, you need to understand English. That is simply not true. So what do we believe? Well, we believe that the verbal inspiration is available in the Masoretic and the text, that it is preserved. Some people say, well, you have to have all the translations. Well, nobody has all the translations. How are you going to learn 6,000 and see 6,000 translations, some of which are scattered all over the world and in even restricted countries? So what do I believe? I believe that God has preserved the original writings in the TR and Masoretic text. And one of the supports of this is the fact that the Dead Sea Scrolls, for instance, the book of Isaiah, was found 1,000 years prior to the most recent Isaiah text, or I should say the most ancient text before, that is, and they were virtually identical. Unfortunately, from the very beginning, there were people, scribes and others, who did try and deliberately alter text, falsify text, and change the actual meaning of the text. And we have warnings of these things from Peter and Paul and Jude and James and John. Even though we don't have the original autographs, we do have many, about 5,500 translations that are available, that are ancient. Now, Westcott and Hort did lean heavily on the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, and they really did not like the TR, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, even used the word that they are vile. The problem with the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus is, first of all, they're shorter. Secondly, they don't agree with each other. Thirdly, the texts are of poor quality, and in some cases there were six or eight correctors correcting them, and they all came from the Alexandrian text group of texts. And remember, Alexandria was a hotbed of allegorical teachings. It was a center of allegorical method. It was influenced by Gnosticism, that is, by Greek philosophy. And it's interesting that Eusebius was asked to produce Bibles, and one of them might indeed be the Vaticanus. It was about the time that Constantine was looking for Bibles. So the current critical text really puts a preference on Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, and you can see that in many of the translations that said this did not occur in the most ancient text, referring to Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. However, the critical text removes about 7% of the total text, and not only that, but it is not a uniform text. It's an eclectic text. It takes some from this and some from that, and even Vaticanus and Sinaiticus differed more in their changes than they were correct. The vast majority of the texts that are currently available are really of the TR type. They excuse that by saying this is a Lucian recension, but there is really no evidence for that at all. Furthermore, the Italian and Peshitta translations are available in a complete Bible, and these precede, that is, they're older than the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus by approximately 150 years. Furthermore, up until the time of Westcott and Hort in the late 19th century, every Bible-believing church, particularly after the Reformation, used the TR text. Now, the Catholics stuck with what was taken off the Latin text from Jerome's translation, the Vulgate. So the advantages of the TR, which is primarily preserved in the King James Bible, is we believe it is providentially preserved and guided by and used by the believing churches, and the believing churches could compare throughout the ages old text with new text to see if it was the same, and if it does, then they accepted it. So, in fact, you cannot find an ancient critical text. So then some of the... Liz, I'm making a recording. Some of the characteristics of the critical text would be including that it is scientific reconstruction of the text. Virtually all modern translations use it, over 130 in English, even though, except for the KJV and somewhat the New King James Version, and it is preserved by rationalistic philosophy. There's always been attacks on the Word of God. It's never been successful. Roman emperors tried to eliminate it, especially Domitian. Communist oppressors have tried to eliminate it, hasn't succeeded. Catholic inquisitors put the Bible under the ban, and yet still the Word of God persists and is the believing church is the pillar and ground of the truth, which does preserve the Bible. The translators of the critical text, on the other hand, were mainly rationalists who denied the supernatural and were strongly against the verbal plenary inspiration of scriptures. So we have the philosophy of Westcott and Hort. If it's shorter, it's better. If it's divergent, it's better. If it's obscure, it's better. I mean, this is crazy. And then they had their own personal preferences thrown in as well. But to me, all three of these things, shorter is better. Why? More likely they would drop stuff out. But they say, no. More likely they add. The divergent text, well, of course you'd throw out the divergent text. No. They said that's preferable. And if it's obscure rather than understandable, that means that they never changed it. But that could mean very well they didn't understand what they were translating, which is what I believe. Now, when it came to translating these things into the Greek, even Erasmus and Beza, who translated, did have access to the Alexandrian texts, including Vaticanus, but they rejected them. Despite that, Westcott and Hort accepted them and basically took the position they were from the Broad Street school of the Anglicans, which is a liberal school, which would not be believing in the verbal inspiration and preservation of the Bible. How do we know that there were early existence of these TR texts? Well, first of all, we had some early translations, the Peshitta and Italia, from the 2nd century. Also, I should mention that there is another translation done by Ulfinus about the time of the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, perhaps a little bit later, maybe 50 years later. Again, this was of the TR type. However, we also had lectionaries, that is, things where there are hymns and Bible quotes that go way back to within perhaps 50 years or so after the completion of the Bible, and the Church Fathers. And both situations, TR translations dominates, whereas in Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, they're filled with corrections. Many in Sinaiticus occurred in the 6th and 7th century, and they were about to burn it in a monastery in Sinai, and by chance, Tischendorf was there, saw that it was ancient, and said, don't burn that, and then eventually was able to arrange to buy it. It's a long story, and get it available. Tischendorf also found out about the Vaticanus, was finally able to wangle a deal where they gave him 3 hours of study for 14 days, so he had a total of 42 hours only to study the entire Vaticanus. Now today, we would simply copy it with electronic media and then study it carefully, but Tischendorf didn't have those opportunities. Furthermore, the Vaticanus and the Sinaiticus both had between 7,000 and over 8,000 alterations from the TR text. And furthermore, the alterations in the Sinaiticus were different in many cases from the alterations in the Vaticanus. Why then were old copies of the TR type difficult to find? We believe that it's two things. Number one, there was a shift from large print to the small print, that is, from capitals to small letters. But more important, that during this time, the texts that were heavily used were those that were good, and they were copied a lot, and then they, when they were not readable clearly anymore, they were discarded. So the combination of both of these appear to account for the frequency of the TR type. Well, this is the end of the review of MI 361. May the Lord bless you, and may you do well on your final exam.